Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Kristen Cavallari expressed strong disapproval regarding Taylor Swift's involvement in Blake Lively's legal drama, emphasizing the singer's connection to the case was unwarranted. During the May 20th episode of her Let's Be Honest podcast, Cavallari stated, "Honestly, I thought it was bulls," referencing a comment from Swift's lawyer about needing to license her song used in Lively's film, It Ends With Us, among others. She suggested that Swift's subpoena served to garner attention rather than addressing substantive issues. Cavallari's friend Justin Anderson claimed that Lively threw her under the bus, dragging Swift into the controversy surrounding the film directed by Justin Baldoni. Swift's representative clarified that the singer had no direct involvement in the production, asserting, "Taylor Swift never set foot on the set of this movie. She did not even see It Ends With Us until weeks after its public release." Swift's sole contribution was permitting her song My Tears Ricochet to be used, with her team describing the subpoena as a tactic aimed at generating tabloid interest rather than focusing on case facts. The lawsuit claims Lively faced sexual harassment from Baldoni on set, an allegation he denies. Lively's attorney Mike Gottlieb disagreed with the subpoena's rationale, stating, "This is a case about what happened to Blake Lively when she raised claims of sexual harassment. It's not a case about how songs were chosen for the movie." He criticized Baldoni's legal team for seeking publicity through subpoenas of high-profile individuals. In response, Baldoni's lawyer Brian Friedman asserted, "The truth is not a distraction," countering that evidence supports Baldoni's position. He accused Lively of manipulating the situation by involving her prominent friends and attempting to control the film, despite Baldoni being the director. The ongoing legal conflict continues to attract significant media attention.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.